Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. First, let me say, welcome to the new year of 2022. I'm sorry about last week. I had to get emergency room in the hospital. I guess came before the show because I had to go in the hospital. That's the reason why we're on the air. But all the folks that inquired about us, I'm feeling better now. Thank you very much. But before we get started today, let me give out our phone number. It hasn't changed. The same phone number, 407-894-1680. Let me introduce our players today. My co-host, Lynn Golder. How are you doing, Lynn?
I don't know, Michael. How are you? I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2022. Is that amazing or what? Glad you're on board.
And let me introduce you to, well, this young lady is a co-host, one that always tells me what's happening and where to go. Hope she always tells me where to go in the right places, not the bad places.
That's really funny.
So let me just say this way. Sheila Young, are you there, co-host?
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. I don't think I've ever been on the first show of the year, so I'm happy to be here.
And the young man who's not feeling too well, our engineer, our producer, is in the studio. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Well, I'm here. I'm here. How great thou art this evening. Hey, can I tell you something?
You don't sound too good, Chris.
Can I tell you something, though? I might not sound good. I might not even be the greatest sounding person, but you know what? I feel good. You know why I feel good?
I knew that was coming.
You know why
you
I feel good?
That's what James Brown says. I feel so good.
Get on the good foot. Good God. That's why I feel good.
Good.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Can I take to the bridge? Can I take to the bridge?
Before we get started, I want to thank Sheila Young, our co-host, for being with us. April's going to be 7 years. She's been with us the whole time. Sheila Young, I want to thank you for your participation and support and being my other boss, the boss with the hot sauce.
Well, thank
Here's
you.
Here's my other boss. Lynn Golder's got something to say right now.
I do. Your other boss has something to say. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, fortunately, we're in a new year, but unfortunately, we lost some very special people in 2021, and we were going to mention it last week, but we will do it tonight instead. And I would like to remember Ron Peck. Ron was such a supporter of our show, and he was also a great supporter of Blind Matters. And if you don't know, Ron Peck was the founder of the Blind Judo Foundation, and we will miss him terribly. And then, of course, everybody knows that Betty White passed away a couple of weeks ago, and John Madden and Dan Reeves. And then actually yesterday, it wasn't in 2021, but Sidney Poitier passed away. So we were thinking if you would like to call in during the show and perhaps express some of your favorite memories of any of these people that I just mentioned. And Sheila, you said that you had, I'll do that after. Okay. Sheila, you had also a condolence to express.
Yes, there's been several ACB members that have passed away, but one of our local members, Bill Spoon, dear man, passed away last week. So.
And he was the dad of?
Dan Spoon. Right. Leslie Spoon's father-in-law, but he was a wonderful man here in the Orlando area. He was a principal at
several schools.
And he was. I read about him. He was a football coach.
Yes. In fact, there's a couple high schools here that have their stadiums named after him.
Yeah, I read
that. He was just a wonderful man and such a dear friend to the blind community. He was always there to take Dan, and he always attended our meetings, and he was just a delightful, delightful man, and he will be missed.
Yes, he will. Anybody else? Any other shout-outs, Sheila?
Asla Gonser has got a birthday this week.
Oh, happy birthday, Asla.
Yeah, and I'm kind of off guard here, so if I think of any, I'll tell you. But
well, Michael and I have a shout-out to you early because you won't be here in February.
Yeah, happy birthday.
To Sheila.
Pre-birthday. Pre-birthday, not
I'm
yet.
I'm trying to age you ahead of your time. But
oh, thanks.
Well, happy birthday.
It is right. January, so yeah,
all
you're
right.
Good.
Exactly. All right.
Chris will wish him
I've later. Got two special people I got to talk about. First, I got to talk about my sister-in-law, her birthday. She happens to be the patriarch. How do you pronounce it? Patriarch?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But she's
of our
matriarch.
Family.
Matriarch.
It's matriarch.
I can't say her age, but let's say she's over 21.
Yeah, don't say her age.
I'm not saying her age, but she's over 21. Her name is Evelyn. Evelyn Golder. That's my sister-in-law. Wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Evie.
Happy birthday. And next we have well, one of my oldest friends. Went to high school with him, and he's been on a show quite a bit. He was with Hell of a Dance on American Bandstand. It's his birthday yesterday. Sid Payne, happy birthday. From your longtime buddy, Sid Payne.
And did you tell the audience how he found you after all these years? Through the show.
Yeah, through the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got an email one day from the contact box. On the website, hi, this is Sid Payne, and I'm looking for Michael Golder.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like after having 50 years?
Yeah,
40 years?
After 40 years.
Unbelievable.
It's been over 60 years I know him, but I lost contact him. Yep.
Oh, yep. My grandson will be 6 this month. So.
Oh, Jacob?
Yep, Jacob will be 6.
Wow.
Sid Payne, not only sat next to me in high school, and he's the one that introduced me to American Bandstand, took me to American Bandstand. But he also was a main player in Mainline. That was the record distributing company that my parents and brother had, and he was a main player there. He worked there for many years, and then he became involved with a company called Electric Factory in Philadelphia, and he's still involved in a lot of the rock and roll shows around the country and in Philadelphia. So happy birthday, Sid Payne.
Chris Shaw, do you have any shout-outs? We haven't talked to you since last year.
Well, yeah. You know, I've been having a shout-out all month long. I've been having a shout-out all since January 1st, to be honest. Listen, I celebrate the whole month. It's my birthday month, so I celebrate the whole month. So today my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday. The day before that was my birthday. Tomorrow going to be my birthday. All the rest of this week going to be my birthday. But in all honesty, I got to give a birthday shout-out to my wife. Her birthday is at the end of this month, as well as the boss lady here, Shanti. Her birthday is this month, and Brother G, who comes on before I get here and have a birthday shout out this
Jarrell?
Month. Yeah, Brother Jarrell birthday
Jarrell?
Is this month. Yeah.
Wow.
So
what a busy month.
Yeah, it's a busy month, but it's really busy because of me because I celebrate the whole month.
That's good.
I'm gonna take your philosophy. I like that philosophy.
Right.
You know who else's birthday is this month? Gabe. I wonder if he'll call in. Gabe's birthday.
That's right, Gabe.
January 17th, he said.
January the 17th.
We sent him his birthday.
Was it January 17th? He was going to be 17 or January 16th? He was going to be 17.
I'm not sure.
Something like that.
I'm not sure.
Anyway.
Yeah,
well, also.
For those
listen,
folks that just tuned in the dial.
What, Chris?
The legend. Every young person today might not understand who this legend is, but they play the game on a weekly basis or on a daily basis. John Madden. It's called Madden NFL, Madden Sports, Madden Football, whatever you want to say, man. John Madden was that deal back in the 70s. He was their head coach for the now Oakland Raiders. Back then was the Los Angeles Raiders. And John Madden had brought championships and brought a winning spirit and that dog mentality to the people of the Los Angeles area. So when you look at the Oakland Raiders and you see them with the gray skulls on or the spikes and the, that mean, mugged, rough look, yeah, that's because of the John Madden era. John Madden, man, legend, myth, will be missed.
He will be missed. Chris, am I right? His Super Bowl was 1976.
Last Super Bowl.
Yep. Wow.
And as a matter of fact, I think it would have. It was almost going on. That was the eighth Super Bowl that we had. 76, I believe, that he won because the Super Bowl didn't originally start until 69.
I think it was the 10th.
Something like that. Yes, something like that.
For those folks. For those folks who are tuning in for the first time, turning the dial, they're in the car, they don't know what is this show? What is this show all about? Blind and Beyond Radio Show, that's the name of the show, is basically a show that we say is the bridge between the blind folks and the sighted folks. So whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind, we welcome you to call in 407-894-1680. Call in, participate in the show. This show is for you. We love having you. We love having discussions. This show, we call it a variety show. It's a talk show. And this show is all about you. So in order to make it a better show, please participate. Call in and say something. Whatever you got to say, we're not going to bite you. Just call in. If you got something to say about, you know what? Why don't you give a shout out to somebody you know whose birthday? 407-894-1680. Maybe you got somebody that you know has a birthday.
Let's Michael, the last four digits, let's separate them and say 1680, because not everybody knows the number.
Okay, I'll say it slow. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All right, so we're going to go to break any minute, in about 60 seconds, and I can't wait to talk to our first guest. He's calling in from the country of Colombia, so that's going to be interesting.
Well, I wonder what time it is there.
We'll find out when we get back on break.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. All right, Chris, can we go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to our first guest. And Chris left the studio.
He left the building.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Dave. And next week, Blind and Beyond is excited to bring you a new segment called Dave's Helpful Tips for our blind and low vision audience. Hey, we might even have some good tips for you sighted folks. We hope to share some good information about accessible technology, as well as tips to be more independent around the house. Hey, we might even do some cooking in the future. Be sure to tune in next week for the first episode of Dave's Helpful Tips.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition.
The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely would love you to call in, 407-894-1680. Love you to call in whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind. Call in. Love to talk to you. Lynn,
okay.
It's your turn.
Well, it's my pleasure to join. I have joined. To welcome, for the very first time on our show, our friend Alvaro Avarito, and Alvaro, believe it or not, is zooming in from the country of Colombia, not Colombia, Maryland. He's calling in from Colombia, the country. So we're really excited about that. And Alvaro is a motivational speaker, and he's a disabilities advocate. He has a bilingual podcast called Low Vision Bureau, and he also has RP, like many of you do out there. So welcome, Alvaro, for the very first time.
Welcome, Alvaro. First of all, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I have to say, Michael, I love your attitude, Lynn's attitude, Chris's attitude, Sheila's attitude, everybody's attitude. And that's very important everywhere, that people are listening to a positive show. So it's a pleasure to be here. I have to say the time here is the same that you have in Florida right now.
Oh, okay.
The time is the right same.
Yeah, okay. Sheila, did you hear that?
I did. I did not know that.
Yeah. So, Alvaro, tell us a little bit about Alvaro Avarito, and then we'll talk about, you know, your role as a motivational speaker and why you're an advocate.
Podcast.
Yeah, the disabilities advocate and all that good stuff. But tell us a little bit about you and your life in Colombia.
Well, my friends, my real name is Alvaro Gutierrez Castillo, but my nickname on social media has become Alvaro Alvarito. So, yeah. All right, about my life in a minute. Okay, I'm 47. I have RP since I was 19. I have worked in radio. I have worked in New York City. I have done podcasting for 11 years now in English. I am available on YouTube, but hopefully in February I'll be available finally on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And some people may be asking, in 11 years you were not available there? No, I was, but I had to get off that because I was in a platform and it became a little bit complicated to tell the story, but I'm going to be back. So that's good news. About me, what else can I say? I mean, I am a self-made person, you know. Maybe Sherry Rogers, who used to be the New York City chapter of the Foundation Fighting Blindness president, she was the one who first told me, you are self-made, and she was absolutely right. I didn't
go to college. It was not a possibility at that time. So I studied a two-year technical career of hotel and travel management here in Colombia. And then I worked for my father for a long, long time, like 15, 16 years. And then I was doing my podcast, and the president of Art Beyond Sight, a nonprofit organization in New York City, listened to that podcast and said, oh, I need that guy here. And he said, we need to talk on the phone. And so we talked on the phone. She said, that's the right person I need here because, you know, you are bilingual, you have a disability, and I like your attitude about life. And so I went to New York City, and long story short, I ended up working for them for 2 years from New York, and then as an independent consultant from Colombia. Then I resigned in 2016 because I wanted to do many projects in Colombia. Right now I'm helping still my family business, and hopefully, but God is the one who knows, hopefully I'll be looking for again for an international job after the first semester of this year. And for that, I'm preparing a lot, my friends, because I have been losing a lot of sight, and I need to be very good in using screen readers for the computer. That is essential for me, so that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, I'll say myself, I'll speak for my listeners. To our listeners, I wish you the best. You sound great. You are great.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Michael. Means a lot.
So, Alvaro, I have a question. What is your training facilities in Colombia like for teaching you screen readers and computer technology?
That's a great question. Well, we have, I would say, two big organizations in the country that could do that with me. But the only problem for our listeners, and maybe many people didn't know this, is that because I am learning in English, the keyboard commands are different than in Spanish. So No organization in Colombia teaches in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning on my own because of that fact.
And what screen reader do you use?
I'm starting learning JAWS, and I have learned about 35% of NVDA, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know both, at least the basics of them, because if one fails, you have the other one. So you need a plan B.
Absolutely.
In the other thing, I was missing on saying that, although probably you're going to ask me about it, but still. What I do, besides helping my family business, is I do some motivational speaking, and I also try my best to motivate some blind people that send me a message and say, hey, I'm not feeling so great right now. Can you give me a little push?
Yeah.
I love to do that. I've been doing that for many years, and I am teaching basic English to some blind people in Latin America, one in Mexico, one in Chile, one in Colombia, and they are visually impaired, and it's awesome to do that. So, yeah, I think, you know, for everyone listening right now, and I know you are coming from Florida, English is the most beautiful thing there is to me. You know, if I didn't know any English, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. I wouldn't have the friends I have. I wouldn't have the life I have. And I wouldn't enjoy so many things because I push myself to learn on my own. And it's a treasure to me, you know. So I always encourage people to learn another language.
Well, what you say is what we believe. The word is hope. And the hope means, very simple, a positive thinker. You definitely are a positive thinker. And that's what you have to be, a positive thinker. You have to focus in and stay in that focus of positive being. That's what you are, positive.
Thank you, Michael.
So tell people how they could access your podcast, because from what I'm hearing, I think I would like to go listen to some of your podcasts. So where can they be found?
Well, understanding, dear friends, that I love to talk, as probably your listeners can right now say, my interviews are powerful. They are not short, but I try to behave. But what you can do is you can go to YouTube or Google and you can type L from low, V from vision, and B from bureau. Low Vision Bureau is the name of the show, but it's LVB Show. And you can find it on YouTube and on Google. And as I was saying earlier, hopefully by the middle of February it's going to be on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, etc., Spotify, of course. So I'll be putting a link into the YouTube channel as well.
Do you do the show both languages, English and Spanish?
Yeah. To be honest with you, 95% is English, but yeah, there's a little bit of Spanish. But I began 11 years in English, and I have a very good audience in the United States and abroad in English. So yeah, I'm going to keep it. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good. If anybody would like to ask any questions, please call in right now and speak to him. Right now, his phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Elvis, now's the time. Now is the time. Alvaro.
So you said that you were just diagnosed at the age of 19. You did not have any vision issues until 19?
Oh, my God. I had all issues. Every single issue you could imagine. But my family didn't know what it was. You know, so... Mm-hmm. I grew up in Barcelona, in Spain, and I went to school there, to high school there, and I knew something was wrong. You know, I didn't see the blackboard at all. It was unbelievable. I was like 9 years old, and I couldn't see the blackboard, even at, I don't know, 1 foot away, 5 centimeters away. It was unbelievable. And, of course, everybody was freaking out about it. You know, they would say, something is going on with you, you know? And I said, I know, but I don't know what it is. And my parents went to many, many doctors in Spain, and nobody knew. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with this, my friends. RP, retinitis pigmentosa, like other eye diseases, were discovered, quote-unquote discovered, you know, like 20 years ago. Maybe not so more than that. In other words, many doctors, even retinologists, didn't know. So they could diagnose the wrong thing, you know? So in my case, I grew up not knowing, just knowing that my eyesight was not standard, was not average. but it was when I came back to Colombia, and it was very interesting because I went to the optometrist and I was getting new contact lenses. And she looks at my retina and she says, you have a strange pigment there. You have something really strange there. It could be RP. And I said, okay, what is RP? And she said, well, I'm not going to say it to you. You just go to the clinic, get the retinogram. Yeah. Electroretinogram. Yeah. Get it done, and we'll see. And yes, I got it done, and it was happy. And everything changed at that time because, to be very honest with you, doctors were very cruel, and it has to be said the way it is. They were very cruel because I was 19, and the first thing the doctor said was, get a cane. And at 19, I was blown away. You know, I said, are you talking to me? Get a cane? What? For what? I don't understand. And he didn't explain further, you know. Mm-hmm, he only said, you need to quit smoking. I was smoking a little bit. And he was right. I had to quit, and I did. But he also said, you cannot drink alcohol, and you're not going to be able to drive anymore. I was not driving as such, but I had some driving classes. Mm-hmm. it was a brutal thing to say to a patient without some kind of anesthesia, you know, because you are like changing your life at 19. And I was here in Colombia without my parents and my brother. They were back in Barcelona. So, boy, it was complicated. Thank God I had my grandfather at the time. He was a medical doctor, and he was able to support me and make me understand that it was not the end of the world. It was the beginning of a new one, you know? But definitely was a super shocking news at a very early age, and I didn't have any friends my age to help me cope here in Colombia, you know? So that was very tough to have those news being, quote-unquote, alone in the country, you know?
Well, I will tell you, I have RP myself, and I was, my father was military, and I couldn't see the blackboard in the third grade. And even sitting in the very front of the room, I couldn't see the blackboard, and actually chalkboard back then. But anyway, we're talking quite a while ago. I'm a lot older than you.
You're fine.
But so they were diagnosing me wrong as well, because in
right.
the 1960s, they had no idea what RP was. And right. we're talking in the 60s. So, you know, thank God they've come as far as they have in being able to diagnose retinitis pigmentosa, and the Foundation Fighting Blindness has been able to do so much research. And, you know, there have been some genetic testing things going on, and, you know, there has been definitely medical advantages compared to when I was young and you were younger. But, you know, it's a tough thing to be a kid. Although when I worked with the school system, I used to tell the parents that, and this was just recently, I'm only 2.5 years out of being retired. I used to tell the parents, if there's any time to be blind, your child is so fortunate to be blind now, because technology is there.
So, folks, we got to wrap it up.
When I was young, it wasn't there.
We have to wrap it up.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much for coming on board. And absolutely. We'd love having you again. We'll have to make arrangements to have you come back.
I'll be happy to be here again. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Happy
Bye.
New Year again.
Bye.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Dave's Helpful Tips. Hi, this is Dave, and thank you for tuning in to our very first episode of Dave's Helpful Tips for the blind and low vision audience, where I hope to share with you some tips on accessible technology, as well as some helpful tips for independence around the house. We might even take a stab at cooking someday. But first, check this out.
And it goes a little something like this.
Money. Ah, yes. We all need it. But if you're blind, and especially if you live in the United States, it's hard to tell what denomination of money you've got. Of course, you could put a mark on it, or fold it in a certain way, if you knew in advance what the denomination of bill it was.
This is Charles. We did
a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And for all those just tuning in, I want to wish you a happy new year, a belated happy birthday to all those who missed late December, early January. And I just have to say this way, folks. In a few minutes, we're going to do trivia. You know, last year, we did trivia a lot. We gave away a lot of prizes. Listen to this one. We gave away over $2,000 worth of prizes last year. Believe it or not. That's right. Over $2,000. So, let's do it this time. Right now, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Hope you can call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Sheila Young, it's your trivia. It's your turn.
All right. Please tell me who is singing this song. I just need the artist. 407-894-1680. So, Chris, can you play it?
Celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on.
right. Somebody's got to know who's singing that song. That's one of my favorite all-time songs. So come on, somebody. 407-894-1680.
There's a party going on right here. Listen, this phone line already, it was like they was already dialing when you heard the
It doesn't take long.
So we're going to go over to the British Columbia. You ready?
Okay.
I got the British Columbia, the British Columbia Queen, and then I got the Clint Indiana King.
Okay, well, let's do the queen first. You know, women are always first.
All right, so let's go over to the British Columbia and talk to the one, the only, Queen Carrie. Hey, Carrie, how you doing?
All right,
Happy
how's
New
it going?
Year.
Happy New Year, Carrie.
Happy New Year. So good to hear y'all again. Good to see you. Good to hear you okay, Michael? And it's good to be back here, and I've got the answer to the world-famous trivia.
I'm sure you do. Who is it?
It is Celebration by Kool and the Gang. I can't even talk.
You got it. Very good.
There you go. She won.
Yay.
Our first
thank you. Thank you. I'm good.
Our
you
first
guys got to make it more challenging to beat
Canada,
me.
Miss...
No, it's so good to hear y'all again.
Michael?
Our first winner for 2022 is Miss Terry.
Hey, that's right. Thank you.
That's right. You're the first winner this year. That's right.
Cool.
You paid to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. You were the first winner this year, and you just won yourself a gift card from Subway. They got Subways in Canada, too.
Oh, yeah.
Subway.
Thank you.
Coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway coming your way. Enjoy
it. I appreciate it,
Don't
Michael.
Eat too
Take
much
care of
anything.
Yourself.
I some great salads, too. What are you saying? What are you saying, girl? What are you saying?
You take care of yourself, and thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It's appreciated. Thank you.
Thank Anytime. You. Take care.
Take care.
All righty, Carrie. Thank you so much, Queen. Appreciate you.
No problem. Good to be back and haunting you again.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, let's go over and talk to the king of Clinton, Indiana, and talk to the one and only John. John, how you doing? Happy New Year to you, sir.
I'm doing fine, Chris. How are you?
Big John.
Michael and Lynn Happy and Miss Sheila down there. They all doing okay for this Happy New Year and all this stuff? Starting
doing
out?
Fabulous, John. How about you?
Well, we're doing pretty good up here. We're staying safe and not going anywhere, but we're staying safe. Let's put it that way. I was just about
and
one
do you
second
have
behind
anybody
the winner.
Do you have anybody that you want to say hello to or happy birthday to or anything?
Not right offhand, nope. I got a lot of friends and stuff, but they're later on in the year. I've lost a couple of people, good friends, there just in December, so...
I'm
one of
sorry.
Them was I went to school with him, and then the other one was a guy that in the science club with me.
Hello? It's
well,
difficult.
Well, John, you know what? I'm calling you the king because you got the king. You got the fastest fingers of of the state of Indiana. That's why you the king. You was just a second off. You was just a second off, but you was right there on it.
Well, I was rolling, but I just didn't get it in fast enough.
So
that's all right.
So, hey, John,
Canada beat you the punch.
Hey, there's time to win in the rest of the year here. I mean, I ain't done yet.
Right, we got 53 more weeks to go.
Oh, no, I got a long way to go.
We got 52 more weeks to go, right?
Yep. It's a long time. So you guys stay
well, thank
safe.
Thank you so
there.
Much.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Keep up the good work. You know what? You're
thank
doing
you.
A good job.
Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, I am. I'm going to keep going. So you take care of yourselves, okay?
Thank you, John.
You too.
Take care. And we'll call you next time when there's a trivia.
All right.
Take care.
So if anybody out there would like to call in and tell us how they spent their New Year's Eve or what they want to happen in 2022, we've got a couple minutes that we would love to hear what you would like to say.
Well, you know what?
I mean, most people did the same thing. They stayed home.
Well, we got somebody on the phone line calling all the way from that beautiful area off of Highway 19 or County Road 19 over in the Tampa Bay area. We got the one and only from Clearwater. It's somewhere right around in that area. Eugene. Eugene from Clearwater. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Eugene.
How you doing, Michael, Lynn, Sheila, and Chris?
How you doing, Eugene? Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Eugene.
Happy New Year. I hope everybody had a nice Christmas and a very nice New Year's. And I wish everybody the best of luck throughout the rest of the year and good health. And, yeah, I've got a couple people that had birthdays. Cassandra Jesse had a birthday here a couple days ago. She's with the Florida Council of the Blind. And my grandson, he'll be 18 years old on the 15th. And then there's somebody else who's got a birthday later this month, too. I don't know whether I should mention who that is or not.
Well, that's fine.
They already did.
That's fine. I mean, because, you know, I do it the whole entire month anyway, so I'm with you.
Okay. All right.
But thank you. I appreciate
Thanks
you,
for calling
Eugene.
In, Eugene.
All right, y'all take
and
care.
Happy
and
New
have
Year.
A nice one.
Thanks, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene.
Y'all miss the help throughout the year.
That's Eugene from you Clearwater, too. Florida. What was that? That woman who was. Oh no! It was Chris Shaw's Pine Ellis.
Yes, Pine Ellis.
It's Pine Ellis.
Pine Ellis.
Oh, Michael, that's kissing me.
It's Pine Ellis.
Yeah, right.
Listen, we had a...
Oh, it's Kissimmee Mocho.
We had a caller to call in from the Pine Ellis County anyway, a Pine Ellis. was it Peter? No, it wasn't Peter. What was the name, Lynn?
Speaking of Pine Ellis, we need a shout-out to Jim for his address, remember?
Right, Jim. So, Jim, if you're tuned in and you're listening tonight, give us a call back, 407-894-1680. We just need to get some clarification on your information. Pine Ellis or Pine Ellis County, whichever one you want to call.
It's Pinellas.
Surprise.
Pinellas.
It's Pinellas, otherwise known as Pinellas, otherwise known as Pine Ellis, otherwise known as Pinellas.
Oh, I'm going to give it a new name this year.
Pinellas.
Penelope.
Michael.
Pinellas.
Penelope. Penelope County.
Oh my God!
Listen, we had Jason to call in earlier. Mike from Everture called in as well and wanted to get in, but we had our guest caller. Kelly called in from Nashville, wanted to say hi and get in on a conversation with you as well.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Mike, give us a call back. Kelly from Nashville, give us a call back. And Betty White. Somebody just sent me a message on my Facebook page saying, hey, what we're going to try to do is for Betty White for her 100th birthday, we want everybody to at least find a shelter to donate to a shelter. I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. So they're hitting stuff up out on the social media platform. So it's totally up to you,
awesome.
Whatever you decide you want to do. They just asking for a minimum, I think it was $5 or $3 or something like that of that caliber.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook, and she just loved animals. And she was
a
advocate for animals, rescue animals.
Yeah, she was such a talent. Gosh.
Thank you for bringing that up, Chris.
So,
that's great.
Betty White, here's what I need. I need some clarification. I need some clarification, and somebody help me out. The Queen of England, how old is she now?
Over 100, I think.
Elizabeth II?
Queen Elizabeth.
I don't think she's over 100.
No,
I don't think she is either.
I think so. I think she's immoral.
I'll find out.
Okay. Because she's been doing this thing for a minute. But listen, let me answer this phone line. Hold on one moment. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. See who else is on the line. Oh, my goodness.
She is 95, and she was born in April of 26. So she will be...
I don't know that one.
She will be 96 this year.
Sorry,
my dad
would
have
been 100 this year. I can't believe it.
And we had a trivia game the other night, and they were talking about, oh, and that's something I want to promote. All of our Florida Council of the Blind members, we're having a trivia game on January 22nd.
Virtual? And
yes, a virtual on Zoom for all of our chapter members, all of our Florida Council members, and we're going to compete chapter against chapter, and there will be prizes for the top three teams, and it's going to be so much fun. Going to have a good time.
And when is that?
January 22nd.
And is it only for ACB members?
It's only for the Florida Council of the Blind members.
Oh, only for the Florida Council. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Listen, folks, if you are in a state besides Florida, why don't you call in? We'd love to hear from you, whether you're in Pennsylvania, whether you're in Illinois, whether you're in Tennessee, whether you're in California, any of the states, you know, there's 50 states, even Alaska. We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear what their states are
whether
doing.
Whether you're sighted or blind.
You know, what is your state doing to help get through everything that people are going through? And you know, I'm so tired of hearing about the virus that I want to hear what people are doing in a positive fashion to get through it.
407-894-1680. You know, I want to think positive in the new year. Why don't you make this, we all said what we're going to do next year. Why don't you put up, we're going to call the Blind and Beyond radio show at least one time and say, hello, I exist. I'm here listening to the show.
That's a good resolution.
My name is... Participation. Participation in the show would be very nice. That's what the show's all about.
Mr. Participation.
No.
Participation.
I'm here. Mr. Participation, yes.
Hold on 1 second because our good friend Jim did give us a call. So Jim is on the phone line. Jim, how you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Pretty same. I just wanted to wish all you guys a happy new year. Sheila and the whole crew in there, everyone is just, I hope everybody had a nice Christmas, too.
You too, Jim.
I hope you have your address. We can mend your gifts.
All right. And Sheila is there. I hope you have a nice Christmas. Hey, Sheila, I'm having a drink for the new year, so you can see why I'm a little tongue-tied.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Well, thank you.
Don't feel so bad. I'm tongue-tied all the time.
Well, you know, the Bucks won their game, too. I just finished that, so.
Ooh.
They won today. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring up.
We're probably going to.
Jim, I didn't want to bring up.
Probably play them.
I didn't want to bring up anything pertaining to football after last night. I didn't want to say anything about football.
All right, Chris.
I was trying to behave because I know.
Wait a minute. You can mention about the Eagles. We had all our second guys playing. Nobody basically was playing that on our regular team played. The Cowboys, the Cowgirls, had all the regulars playing. So they were playing high school guys. So nobody on the regular team played.
Excuses.
Well, that's a fact. We didn't want to get hurt.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Our regular game.
I think the Eagles are going to have to play the Buccaneers in the first game down here.
The Eagles
probably going to play the Buccaneers. Probably that's what's going to happen. Probably.
Okay.
I think so.
That'll be interesting.
Well, thank you, Jim. We got another caller to get to.
All have a wonderful New Year, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got about 15 seconds. We got our good friend, our girlfriend, the one and only, the country singer herself, Kelly. Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Can you guys hear me?
Happy New Year.
Oh, Kelly James.
Happy New Year.
KJ.
Happy New Year, Kelly.
Yeah, I also wanted to say for birthdays and whatnot, Ashley Wayne, who has called in on Mother's Day, was the guest on Mother's Day. Her birthday is January 29th, so shout out to Ashley. And my nephew, Carson, turned 6 on New Year's Day.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, and I'm keeping busy. You know, I'm still working. I've never... Stop working.
You're breaking up, dear.
You're breaking up. You go in and out.
Hard
to hear. Scan error.
Is that better?
No,
I can hear you now. I just came in.
Okay. Yeah. So I've just been busy working and, going to local gigs with Rory sometimes when I have the time and whatnot. But I've gotten vaccinated and boosted, so I'm fine.
All right, guys.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We're going to break.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Kelly. Thank you. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.